Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Lloyd, open the door!
Look, everyone, he's coming through the doors.
Brilliant! He didn't even open them!
He's here!
Hey, look, everybody! It's Barney!
He's here, Lloyd! Applause, ladies and gentlemen. Lloyd is in the
thank you very much.
I didn't know you had so many hits. It feels like you've been around for about a month.
Actually, I didn't know either.
How was that mix? It's like a mega mix.
That was incredible.
Oh, that's Al, our producer. So thank you, Al. Big round.
Thank you all.
Love you. Finally, we got you in. You know, I would have loved to get you in the night after you nearly won Idols. Because everybody wanted a piece of you. So now I just wanted to look at you first, your career.
You had to pull that cut out.
And I thought, if I still remember you after, I don't know, what, 4 or 5 years, then I'll invite you in. So you deserve to be here.
Thank you. I feel special.
So I've been struggling with your surname, as you've heard on Jacaranda FM over the last
I want to hear you say my surname.
You know, I do that Khoza version of your surname, although the Zulu version is Khele, right?
Ele.
Khele. But Khoza is... Clearly. So I do both at the same time. So I'm getting there. Lloyd C.
That's actually quite good. I've heard worse ones. I've heard like Chele.
I know.
Because they couldn't get that. You know? That's quite good. Well done.
The Lloyd there. And while your tongue's there, you have to bring the C in, which is like Lloyd. So just leave a little gap. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we're going to have a good time tonight.
Absolutely.
We've got 2 hours. At midnight, everybody's going to know exactly who you are, the deep and the darker side. And so we're going to have fun from the day you were born, and then we're going to wrap up the show where you are right now. So cast your mind back. Do you remember the day you were born?
No, I don't.
You're the first that can't remember.
But well, I know the date. You know, I'm being real. You know, I know the date. I know a few things that my mom has told me, where she was, what was going on in her life. But I mean, I was a child. You know, I could never remember what was going on at that time.
The first thing you remember as a child. Think about it now. You'll never forget.
I do. There's one thing that I always remember. I remember my uncle putting me on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. There was this thing that he used to do where he puts me on his shoulders and he used to spin me around and around. I don't know why, but that's the furthest memory I have, you know. And I often get asked, you know, in terms of singing, when did you start singing? And I could never remember when exactly. I feel like I was born singing, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I do remember is that my uncle was spinning me around and carrying me in his shoulders and also carrying me on his hands. You know when we used to do that with the kids? Yeah. Where you hold them with both your hands and you swing them around and they literally take off and you keep going round and round.
And you didn't do the wheelbarrow thing with the ankle and you had to walk.
I remember that as well. We used to do that.
But it sounds like you had a happy childhood. I mean, 4, 5, 6. You'll remember when you were about 5 or 6. Your first day at school. Come on, did you cry?
Yes, I did. Actually, I remember. I've got this memory. Oh my gosh, man! You're opening me up into stuff that I actually like completely forgotten. My grandparents, my grandfather, he had this VW. Van, you know, those old vans, and I remember it was blue.
The old combi.
Yes, exactly. And I remember him driving me to creche, and I used to cry. I literally used to pull his hand and I used to tell him, don't take me to creche. I don't want to go. I don't want to go to school. And I used to cry, and I still have that memory. I remember I literally used to beg him to literally take me back home. I don't want to go to school. I hated school as a baby.
But why did you hate school? Didn't you get on with the other kids?
I don't know. I just wanted to be at home. You know, I just wanted to be at home. And I see that with my kids. They often do that too sometimes, especially during the holiday times, you know, when I've got work and I got to do things. And then you send them to school and they know that it's holiday and they'd be like, no, daddy, I want to be at home. I want to be at home. I want to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
But that just shows you it's a good family life. There's that circle of friends I call family. And you're a team, and it's great. It's nice to be at home. And why do you want to go to creche? I mean, think about it.
You had fun at home.
Although you didn't study at creche, but do you remember the first thing they taught you at creche?
No. I'll be lying. Okay. No, I don't.
Then
I do remember, though, having to pull my grandfather's hand and telling him, I don't want to go. And I literally used to hit him sometimes. I literally would hit him. And I'm like, no, go back home. I don't want to go to school.
And you did he tell you why you should be going to creche? Did he give you any advice? Like,
no, he never used to. They used to actually laugh at me because I was, you know, just being a kid, you know. Mm. That's what kids do, you know. We go through that. But
okay, creche over and done with. Then primary school.
Oh, man.
Do you remember grade one?
Grade one.
Did
yes,
you wear
I do.
Uniforms? Oh, do you remember your school uniform?
No, this one is quite emotional. What I remember at grade one was actually I had a pair of shoes. I had the same shoe for years, literally. And because my parents could never afford me buying a new shoe. And I remember I had a hole at the front of my shoe. Mm-hmm. My sole was worn out for so long. I don't know why, but I keep remembering that. And I also remember on the rainy days, this is when I was most happiest, because on the rainy days, we used to go sliding on the mud because we didn't have grass and we had mud everywhere. And it was like just puddle of mud over. And we used to come running and we would slide on that mud. There was something really cool about that.
In your school uniform?
In my school uniform.
And when you got home?
And then when we got to class, before we getting home... When we got to class, we would actually go, the teacher would be so upset with us and he would tell us, no, you're not going to go sit on your desk. Today you sit on the floor.
Yeah, yeah. Boys will be boys.
Yeah,
huh?
You sit on the floor for the entire day. But it was well worth it because that amount of fun, because lunch break would come and we would be going back again there and we'd be sliding and we come back into the classroom, we're full of mud. You know, what can you do?
Exactly. We're kids, you know? You're there to be educated, right? Mud and all.
Not at all.
So do you, were you bullied at school? Do you remember of, you know, were you a loner?
I was actually the bully.
Were you the bully? That's what I said today. I'm going to find out from Lloyd because he's a big guy. So you pushed a couple of guys around or whatever. You just stood your ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And did you find that all the people at school, it's a tough life, school, because, you know, some people, they don't mix with certain people and they don't like you and whatever. Were you the joker? Did people like you? Did you find that you had a lot of friends?
Right on, spot on. I thoroughly enjoyed school. Right from primary school to high school, I had an incredible schooling career. In fact, I often wonder, you know, what are the kids doing nowadays? You know, I feel like school has become sort of, it's different. You know, a lot has changed. But I really enjoyed being in school. I enjoyed every single thing that has happened in my life, the good and the bad. And even though I was a bully, and I'm, you know, it's not something that I was proud of. A lot has happened in my life and I've changed a lot, you know. But there was a sense of belonging that I always wanted. And I was always the joker. I love having fun. I love joking around. And I would sometimes, you know, just be like, hang around with the guys who are just like me. You know, that's how it is. And we just make a lot of fun. And we never really actually took school seriously until we got into high school. That's when I was like, hey, I need to catch a wake up. I need to pay attention to my school books. Otherwise, things are not going to go well for me in my future, you know. So I was one of those kids, even after school as well, you'll find me playing around, fooling around, playing cricket. I'll play soccer. I'll play basketball. I'll be involved in everything. I just enjoyed life. You know, I had so much of fun.
Do you still remember of any of the school teachers, the headmaster at school primary? What is the primary school called?
I went to, I went from Kupugani Primary School, which was in Guamachu C-section. And then I went to Phoenix, which was an Indian community. Which was Greenbury Primary School in Unit 2 area. And I remember my headmaster right there. And I went to high school as well. And I still remember my headmaster. In fact, I paid him a visit not too long ago. And it was such an incredible experience. It actually felt very liberating. You know, it made me feel like, wow, you know, these people, they added so much of value into my life. They've made me to become who I am today. And it's only when you leave school, for some strange reason, only after you leave school, you actually realize how important school is. I don't know if you went through that as well. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a sense of level where when you're in school, you want to get out of school because you're so fed up. You're like, oh my gosh, how long is this going to take? You know, I want to just be free. And then once you finish school and then you're out there in the real world, you realize, oh my gosh, school was actually so awesome. I want to go back. If only I did this and that and that and that. By then, it's way too late.
If I had to go back, I'll spend less time at school. You know what I mean? I know all the tricks before school, after school. So, and you know, discipline. When you were a kid, was there a lot of discipline in your house?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, my granny. Oh my gosh. Now, this would take us forever to talk about because my granny, man, she was very, very difficult person. She was hardcore. If you messed up, if you were disobedient, if you didn't respect your elders, if somebody called you that was older than you and you said, instead of yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, you know, that kind of respect, she would slap you. She would slap you right across. She didn't care where you were at. You could be at a mall and she would slap you. That's how my granny was. And she would beat me up. She had a peaches tree leaf like a stick and she carried it with her. She had a shambok under her bed. That was my granny. You messed up. If you came into the room and they were watching TV and you changed the channel without asking them if you could change the channel, you're going to get a whooping. That was my granny, you know. So, but I really appreciated that because she taught me so much of value, so much of principles, so much about being a man, so much about respecting people that were older than myself, so much about respect. You know, and I really, really value that. And we're living in a society now that where you don't actually find those things anymore, you know?
Is she still alive?
No, unfortunately, she's not.
When did she pass away?
About 7 years back.
So that was before Idols?
Yes.
If she only knew, hey?
Oh,
wow.
Man.
But I'm sure when you entered that competition, you stood on that stage, final night, you must have had flashbacks of Granny, hey?
Yeah, absolutely.
You did it for her.
You know, Barney, this interview for me is one of my favorites because it talks about stuff that I've never mentioned to anybody before, ever. My granny and my grandma and my grandfather were like my mother and my father. My mom had me when she was 18 years old. She couldn't have me. Excuse me. Sorry, it's quite emotional.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Decker.